marcher pour ma vache, RDP m'a trouvé. Ah, ma vache pédette, que jamais il avait dit, et puis ma vache, elle est bien grande. Piquet, I'm
All right, that was Leroy Thomas, and right now we're going to talk to the man himself, Dr. Muhammad.
Yes.
We're talking about the Promised Land, and we have guests in the studio, and they are doing a documentary. Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Muhammad, why don't you tell the people exactly what are you doing in this area? Mm-hmm. You're from Chicago.
Chicago.
And by the way of where?
Missouri. Southeast Missouri.
Okay.
Cotton picking land.
All right. Now, he want to claim Chicago because Chicago is the windy city.
Yes.
And now he didn't want to claim Missouri.
Yes. Well, I got to Chicago.
No, don't start. Don't have to give me no excuse.
Yes, yes.
Just tell me that you, at first, you said you were from Chicago.
Yes, absolutely.
Then I had to pull that part out from
you.
You see, from Missouri.
Missouri.
No.
Well,
let's start all over again.
Well,
where are you from?
Sauston, Missouri, southeast Missouri. And my mother happened and father happened to make the Great Migration, and they went north.
The north, okay.
Running away from the cotton fields.
Yeah. That's
and so as a student, I went to Chicago to attend the university, and I'm a forensic scientist by
forensic
profession.
Forensic scientist.
Yeah.
Oh. And what is that supposed to be?
Well, it's legal. Component of the Jewish system, where we identify, and in my case, I identify those that we don't know. Mm. And these are our progenitors, our ancestors, and we
progenitors,
right?
Okay.
So we go out and we seek burial sites, the first generations, to lift them up.
Oh, I see.
And introduce those to our youth.
Yes.
And those that don't know, and try to exhort them to a level of understanding that the unborn generation will have an opportunity to know their roots. And so in Promised Land, Louisiana, outside of parks, unincorporated area, there is a nest of Haitian descent who are living there.
Right.
And coming off a plantation, and there is a burial ground right there on the banks of the Bayou Teche. And I came in, and I happened to relocate that burial ground. And today we are getting ready on October the 11th to dedicate that burial ground to the world.
On October the 11th?
October the 11th of this year. And so we hope everyone can come out, and we are going to be sending out notices to everyone, both all ethnic groups, to come and share in that dedication with us. We think that that is the start of African Creole and African American tourism in St. Martin Parish. And so we're getting a lot of cooperation from elective officials to make sure that this thing is going to be a success.
Right.
And so today we're here with you, John, because we are making a documentary. And the title of that documentary is This Is My Story, and it's a story that have never been told. And it tells the story of a people coming into southern Louisiana and how they arrived here and what came out of that arrival through the hard work. The African who became the first cowboys, I understand, came out of southern Louisiana with the cow industry.
That's right. That's
and, of course, we know that the Broussards are credited with bringing the cow into southern Louisiana, but not only bringing the cow, but brought a people in that have now become worldwide known as Calamans, who are the blacks, the Creoles, and indigenous people. And so that is what this documentary is about. We hope that everyone can come out and join with us, and, of course, we will have food, and we're also going to have delegations here for the International Diaspora Heritage Trails. And that is a international organization that have never been on the soils of America. And this is the first time in the ninth year of their involvement with building trails. And that's what we are doing in Promised Land. We are going to be introducing Promised Land as a heritage trail now, October the 11th. And from that, we will spread out throughout the parish, Cecilia, Onville, and all of those black nests of black settlements. They are all a part of the diaspora. And from this day on, we will be known as the Diaspora Heritage Trails and Tourism Development.
When you say diaspora, explain a little bit.
Well, the
about
diaspora
them.
Is anywhere that, and it could be Creole, or it could be Cajun diaspora, it could be French diaspora, anywhere that people settle.
Right.
And it became a diaspora. In this case, it's called the African diaspora.
And understanding is basically, you're saying that is where a settlement took place.
Absolutely.
And family evolved from there.
Absolutely.
And that's what, okay.
Yes.
That's what, but it's a wonderful idea, and it's going to be, it's much needed, I would think, in this area, because I'd heard about the grave site, the lost grave site that was found sometimes just recently.
Yes.
And now it's going to be brought up to the public so people can actually see. Mm-hmm. Now, are there any grave sites that are marked?
Well, these are early, very early, and we call it burial ground because of the nature of how the person was buried.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cemetery. It's a burial ground.
Just a burial ground.
And that burial ground is sacred. It's just that we have now began to exalt these persons that we find in to the level that they need to be. And that is that we believe that they could have a seat beside the founding fathers because of the nature of what they did to build this nation. And so working on those plantations and helping to create an industry that we now call the industrial industry, the cotton industry, economics, all of that came out of those persons that we now are finding in these tombs.
And you are now following the trail.
Yes.
From, you're saying, from where again?
Well, from the time that they come into the country on the shores of North America, we trace their footsteps.
Okay.
And so we find them on plantations that was developed to produce various products for the world. Cotton, indigo.
Sugar cane, all of that. All of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's very, very good. So all is going to take place on October the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be taking place in parks.
In parks.
And all of the details will be then, I'm sure, will be released to the news media.
Oh, absolutely.
And people
absolutely.
Will then be and able to we, be we'll able be doing have access quite a bit. To that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's, I'm happy to be a part of it.
Oh, anyway. Absolutely.
And I'm sure that my sidekick, MC, will probably be a part of that, too, because that's we have a lot of interesting history here, as we were talking earlier off the set, that we have a lot of secrets here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not secrets in a sense, but it's information that have not actually been brought up to the surface that needs to be. And you are part of that. You are part of the tools, and which is going to help us to bring it up to the surface. And so the promised land, and that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor?
Yes.
It's a pleasure again to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
If you want to say something in French, you're welcome to do so.
Well, I'm learning a little Creole now, so bonjour, monsieur. And that's about the extent of where I am. But I have great teachers. And,
really?
Oh, yeah. In Promised Land, that's a lineage of the Haitian community, and they speak it well. And so
they sure do. They sure do. Now, you got to give it to it. Yeah. People in parks. Cecilia, Arnaville, and that in St. Martin, it's a different dialect than what we have here in Lafayette, and a different dialect in Swallow.
So it's
a different thing. As we talked about cotton chopping and hoeing and all of that kind of stuff, and we use a little different term in order to identify what we wanted to be identified.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And is there anything else that we can I want to play this one though anyway, because we talk about picking cotton.
Yes.
This is one that you probably, and you say something early. We're talking about picking cotton, by the way. And you say that there is a project now that in Missouri.
In Missouri.
That lends to what we our conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just give you a little background on that. Mm-hmm. We found that our youth have no idea of the struggle that our people went through. Mm-hmm. And so we designed a tour to give persons an opportunity to really truly feel and understand and have an appreciation for our ancestors and what they sacrificed for us to do. And so with the tour...
Picking cotton.
Yeah, pick cotton, chop cotton, and you can come to that tour and you can spend the week. And no pay now. There's no pay. But you got to understand, and then you have a clear understanding of the moral principles by which
do
we
you
were.
Really think, mm-hmm. Do you really think mm-hmm. that these youngsters, mm-hmm. When you say no pay.
No pay.
And the way you put a lot of emphasis on.
Yes, sir.
No pay.
No pay.
You think that they will.
Yeah, because we're going to feed you well. You will eat well. You will have a red pop, soda pop, as we call them.
Yeah.
Soda water.
Yeah, soda pop.
That's right.
And soda water.
Yes.
And then you got to get some stage plank.
That's right.
You know what a stage plank is?
No, please.
It's a ginger cake.
Oh, okay. All
that's
right.
It's a ginger cake. It was about almost a foot long.
Okay.
And you would eat that. Uh-huh. It was about 5 inches wide and about 12 inches long.
Okay.
And you would buy yourself a knee-high soda pop drink. And you would eat that and drink your soda pop.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd go get that stage plank.
Absolutely.
And look, it would fill you up.
Absolutely.
And you would sit on that little front porch of the little grocery store.
right. Had 1 hour off for lunch, 30 minutes sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you go sleep under the wagon.
That's right.
And take a little nap under the wagon.
Absolutely.
No ice water.
That's right. Right.
Now, you got to have no ice water, though.
No ice water.
No. No cold water. That's because the water that we drank was brought from a gallon jug or bucket. Placed underneath the wagon the field.
That's right.
And you would just drink it right there. And was fresh enough.
Well, my first job was the water boy.
Really?
And some of those rolls was a mile long. And by the time we reached the people, I didn't have any water in the bucket, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have more conversations
about that.
Oh,
absolutely.
Because
love it.
That's a good conversation that we need to have, you and I and Melvin.
Yes.
And in someplace under Big Oak Tree and
absolutely.
Some of the elders.
That's right.
And how would we say that, Melvin? The elders.
That's right. Elders. Yeah. And we'll have plenty of soda pop and saltine crackers.
Not the saltine crackers. No, I know saltine crackers.
When you're out there picking that cotton, you sweat a lot, right?
We sweat a lot.
Yeah, so you had to rejuvenate the body with the salt. So saltine crackers with the tea.
We had some couscous and milk. That's what we did.
Oh, okay.
And then we'd salt the couscous a little bit, and that's what it was.
Right.
And the biscuits.
Well, you always
the biscuits
eating good.
Had the salt.
You guys was eating very good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
gotta pick a better cotton pin. You gotta pick a better day. You gotta pick a better cotton pin. You gotta pick a better day. You gotta pick a better cotton pin. You gotta pick a better day. You gotta pick a better cotton pin. You gotta pick a better day. You gotta pick a better cotton pin. You gotta pick a better day.
Sent that out to all the cotton picking, cotton pickers picking cotton out there. Now that you've heard that, question is, do you want more?
More? More? More? More?
KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Tune into the flip side for classic and contemporary funk, soul, R&B, and other treats. Saturday evenings at 10 p.m. and rebroadcast Monday afternoons at 1. I'm your host, Andre Broussard, and I hope you'll join me. Once again, that's the flip side right here on KRVS.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Briggs Brown and the Bayou Cajuns, and Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
No time for jaw yapping. But when we party, we like to party hard. You can do the slow, or you can drop it like it's hot. We gon' party, we gon' party till they turn on the lights. We gon' party, we gon' party till they tell us goodnight.
Turn on the lights. We gon' party on. myself. No one to talk to. All I can do is sit here and pay my la-la bill. Long time ago, way in the woods, I sat down on the front porch and I grabbed my collar. I was hoping she'd hear me, and I played that song for like this. No shoes, long dress. Dance all night, party all night. Take all the furniture out of the house. Me and my scrub boy. I said, well, if I scream a little more louder, somewhere in the woods, she probably hear me. You know what I say? Baby, why make your head so hard? I know you hear me out there.
Yeah.
Baby, I don't hear me call your name.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was good. Roy Carrier.
Roy, yeah, the late Roy Carrier.
We had a few selections that were played by Roy, and we just want to let you be entertained by Roy. Let's see. Leroy Thomas is going to be over at the Camp Lounge tonight in New Iberia.
Camp Lounge?
In New Iberia.
Okay.
In New Iberia.
All right.
And then Horace Strahan is going to be at Whiskey River tomorrow from 4 to 8 during a little documentary.
Yeah.
And then a big birthday party going on tonight for Rocky over at Pat's.
Go ahead, Rocky. Happy birthday. Yeah. How old Rocky?
Rocky must be 102.
102, yeah, because he was 101 last year. So I guess he's 102 this
yeah.
year.
Yeah, he's getting up into numbers.
But that's good. And, of course, Gino's going to be playing for him. I'm not,
yeah, he said Gino's going to be playing. And then, of course, they got the big chicken cook-off featuring Corey, going to be playing at 6 o'clock. And they're going to have DJ Blowjack.
When is that?
That's today.
Today is the chicken cook-off?
Yeah.
Oh,
starting off at, actually, cooking already started at 11 a.m.
Oh, okay.
And then the judging will get started, will be done at 4 p.m.
Right.
And while you are being judged, or you cooking, DJ Blowjack is going to entertain you. So, and then you can always call Earl Stretch.
Uh-huh.
And just how tall Stretch is.
Oh, yeah. Stretch.
Yeah. At 845-4361.
And the Laverne's and the McIntyre's are getting together in Big Bad Zeal at the park going on today. I'm sure they're already there. Want to wish them all a great day. I know it's going to be a good, safe day, having a lot of fun and a lot to eat. A lot of family camaraderie. It's going to be a beautiful thing today. Cajun French Music Association, Acadiana Charter Chapter, Eunice, Louisiana, free lessons, youth and adult, accordion, fiddle, guitar, and dance. And that's going to be at Prairie Acadian Culture, and that's at 250 West Park Avenue in Eunice from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday, beginning June the 4th through June the 20th. So I guess this is over, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's over.
That is over. American Legion Post 504 presents every Monday, Blue Monday, and this Monday starting at 7 p.m., free food and admission, and that's a Touch of Class Band featuring Tony Montgomery. And let's see. No, that's over.
Well,
this is
they
all
do.
Done.
No, what they have is as continuous.
They
stuff.
Just keep it. Okay,
every
so
Monday.
Just go Blue Monday.
Yeah, they have Blue Monday okay. all the time. All right. That's what they
at
have
the
over
Legion.
There. And then
okay.
they have Lafayette Park and Recreation Week. They have the pickleball day,
which
is
right.
July the 1st.
All right.
Then they have the basketball shootout on July the 2nd.
All right.
And then they have the senior bingo on July the 3rd.
Right.
And they had the kids' carnival on July the 5th.
Right.
Now, the pickleball is going to be at St. Thomas from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's on a Monday.
Uh-huh.
And then on the basketball shootout, it's going to be at Dupree Center from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. The senior bingo is going to be over at King Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's on July the 3rd.
Uh-huh.
And then the kids' carnival, Friday, July the 5th, that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Girard Park.
Okay. 4th of July coming, ladies and gentlemen. I guess the firecrackers will be popping, and it used to be a big thing in Elton at one time. It's no longer there. But the 4th of July, Independence Day, great day. Enjoy yourself. Have a safe day. It's a hot day, and it's going to be hot. And let's please take care of the heat and stay inside as much as you possibly can, because I don't know, it's probably about 96, 97 degrees coming on today. So another hot day.
Yep. And just be careful with those firecrackers. That's the only thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because those things can blow up your fingers and get them to be quite numb.
All right.
And let's see. What else
we got? Yeah, we're close to the end. Yeah. I want to say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley this morning. Good morning to you guys and all my brothers and sister-in-laws this morning, nieces and uncles, especially them nephews. Good morning to you guys. Hopefully it's all going well, and it's going to get better as time goes on.
Yep. Let me say good morning to my family, of course, John and Joey, and, of course, my wife, Marlene. How are you doing this morning? And also my cousins. I got to say hello to my cousins.
Your cousins.
Yeah. Yo.
Yo.
Yeah. She was waiting for you to say something. She mentioned something yesterday, and she said that she was waiting for you to mention her name.
I'm sorry, yo.
Yeah.
I must say, yo. How are you, yo? Hopefully it's all well, yo. Yo. Yes, 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 yes. And my brother-in-law, I don't want to forget, Donald, good morning to you. Yeah. And Welton, good morning to you up in Houston this morning. Hopefully everybody's doing well. Well, John, I see someone we love to see every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
We're so glad to see Herman every Saturday morning. Y'all just don't understand, and we cannot explain it. We ain't going to explain it.
He walking in with a smile on his face.
And we glad he got a smile, you know, so that means.
So happy to see him.
Yep.
Don't forget, of course, you got to stay tuned at 12 noon, 12 p.m., Herman Fuseli and Zydeco Salt.
Coming right behind us.
On right behind us. You know, he follows us very close.
Yep, and he's bringing the 4th of July to you because he's closer to the 4th of July than we are.
Yep, at 51 minutes past 11 o'clock, and y'all be safe, John, Joey, and everybody else in the family. Y'all be safe wherever you are going to be. I know Joey's flying right now.
Oh, really?
And
where is he headed?
John, I don't know.
There's no telling.
No telling where he's going to be. And John, just be careful with your horses out there. Make sure they get plenty of water and hay, and we'll be hey. How you say?
Well, John,
say hey, hey,
John. Didn't you ride a horse in Houston when you went?
I did.
I heard you had to get on top of the truck to get on the horse.
No, not quite. But you know, it's kind of a strange thing. You know, I have a torn meniscus in my knee, and.
John,
so
they didn't make meniscus then. So I don't know where you get a meniscus from.
I want to tell you that because I could not lift my foot up high enough to get in the stirrup. So I needed help.
So
I had to get on a bench.
On a bench.
On a bench. On the side, the seat of a bench, in order to be able to get my foot in the stirrup. That's the only reason now.
Okay. Did you hold the plumber? To get on the horse.
To get on the horse. But it was nice riding that horse. Dixie.
Okay.
But Melvin, whenever you get on a horse again, look down.
You sit pretty high, don't you?
Yes,
it's been a while since. It's been really a long time since I've actually ridden a horse.
It's a little high. Herman, when was the last time you rode a horse?
Okay. Yeah. Andrew, get ready. We're going to have to do some horse riding today in Metro Swallow.
I'm coming over. You got them little Creole horses.
Yeah, you can jump on them, John.
Oh, yeah.
And they throw you right off. Those are race horses, John. Those are sulky race horses.
Sulky race horses.
Yeah, now you can ride the buggy.
I'm not going to ride. No, I'm not going to be like you.
You can get in the buggy.
No, not like
what?
You.
What?
No, Melvin.
We got seatbelts in the buggy. No, you don't need seatbelts in the buggy.
No.
You want to be able to get out of the buggy.
No,
you
got
to be able to get out of the buggy.
But, no, I enjoyed my little trip up there in the horse, and I'm going with John. We're going to do a little 26-mile ride.
Who doing that? Who's doing it? You?
Yeah.
You going on a 26-mile?
Yeah.
When?
Well, sometime next week, week after sometime. I got to check my meniscus first.
Oh, yeah, you need a buggy. Yeah. See, that'd be the way to go, in a buggy with a horse.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be nice to do 26. That's a long... Oh, but they're going to stay overnight and stuff like that.
No.
One way? Is that round trip 13?
Oh, yeah, 13 and 13.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Then that's not... I guess it's not too bad. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. I don't want to forget my neighbors, Doc and Kevin and Ronnie. Good morning to you guys this morning. Christopher across the waterway. Just want to say good morning to them. Nephews, we're getting ready. But anyway, John, beautiful Saturday morning.
Keith, we're on our way over there later on, and all of my cousins and relatives are going to be over at Keith's house this weekend.
Okay.
And my Uncle Elmo is supposed to be driving down from Houston and Aunt Mary. I'll bet y'all have a safe trip. Sam, just be careful out there on the highway as you're traveling this direction.
All right.
Don't forget to join us next Saturday. We'll be back at 8 a.m. Have a good weekend and a safe one.
Turn my blues around.
when it's all